Good morning, Pop Chasers, and happy May 17th, you guys. It's officially halfway through the month. And I'm Allison. I'm the host of Pop Chaser, a weekly pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. And today I'm joined by somebody who is a historian, an academic, Bravo know-it-all, in a good way. But look, as Bethany says, maybe I am a know-it-all.
Maybe I do know-it-all.
Maybe I do. And that would be the beautiful voice of Samantha Bush, aka Bravo Historian, and host of multiple podcasts, Shortcomings, which is Sex and the City podcast, Hot Off the Mess, which is, it's like Bravo Thursdays and just like Pop Culture Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's good.
And Sam has some like really cool guests coming up on Hot Off the Mess that I don't know if you can like tease. Can you? If you can't, it's fine, but we can like tease the tease, you know?
No, I can tease.
Okay.
She's a sister-in-law in Jersey.
Ooh, who could it be? Who could it? It's Jacqueline Lurita.
Yeah. God, what I would give.
Have you ever talked to Jacqueline?
Oh, never, my God. But the things I would let Chris Lurita do to me.
Is he your number one husband?
It's top five.
That's interesting. Whoa.
It's his little tattoo bracelet, his very calming presence. He like lets his wife literally go batshit crazy, and then he loves her no matter what. And he's a really good dad, and he took on Ashley.
He is a good dad. Do you think you would like, if you were coming in as a new sister-in-law in the Manzo family, would you survive?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. Or I would be so submissive and like, I would just, my mouth would be shut. I wouldn't say anything. If somebody wanted to talk to me about a problem they're having, I'd be like, I'm so sorry, I can't. Like, I wouldn't want to be even remotely involved.
I can't even tell you, like, I respect Caroline Manzo so much. And I also am so scared of her, but I also know that she's like a really nice person, despite the claims going on with Dina right now. I could have just got myself into a lot of trouble with that. So anyways, I would never survive. I would never survive in the mob. Like I would rat.
I always think like there was a period when I was like living in New York where I was like, am I going to date a Manzo son? Like, could I
Which
maybe,
one would you date?
It's gotta be Albie, right?
Oh
no.
What?
Wait, no.
Albie?
I haven't touched down on him. Am I thinking Chris?
Chris is the younger one with the personality.
Okay. Then it's definitely Chris.
The one with the stripper car wash.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, look, I think I might've said this. I don't know if I've said this on this podcast, but I've been interested in car washes as a passive income for some time, ever since I saw a TikTok about it. And a stripper car wash is like active.
How lucrative would that be?
Okay. It's actually supposedly really lucrative. I saw a TikTok. I'd never find it again because like, that's why TikTok is the way it is.
Yeah.
There this girl basically, and I could be completely making it up. I'm going to say she made $40,000 a month during the summer months on car washes. And she didn't do shit. She just like went to a little piggy bank and collected the money every month.
Allison, we got to get this going.
I know. And you have to like think about like you have to buy land and stuff. But like I could look into that. I could Google that.
Easy breezy.
I could Google it. So, I mean, we're talking about Jersey. Let's just like touch down on the reunion. Obviously today is part three of the reunion, but how do you think it's going so far? Who's winning for you? Who do you like? You know, there's like the rumors, like maybe Jackie might be a friend of next season. Like, I didn't think she earned that from the reunion I've seen.
I am so upset about it. If that is true.
Yeah.
I think it's true.
Oh my God.
Which I mean, saying something like the sentence, I think that's true. It's very layered because it's like, what are you even saying? Anyways, I'm really disappointed if that's the truth, because I feel like she was so real and raw, and it took so much like strength and bravery to like share that story. Mm-hmm. And I know that it helped so many people and not even people who've gone through that, but people who maybe haven't, were able to really get an idea of like what people with eating disorders go through and maybe, you know, I mean, I really broke down watching Evan and her talk about it, because in a confessional at one point, he was like, she doesn't think I notice these things, but like, we have to call the restaurant ahead of time. We can't go anywhere for more than 3 or 4 days. Like, he's like, these are things that like, we're all aware of. And she thinks like, it's this little secret. And it really made me so sad. And so for her to get demoted, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I had to watch Teddy fucking Mellencamp.
Yes.
Like for 5 years or whatever. I had to watch, you know, who else have I had to watch? Just clowns. And it's like, Jackie is like really delivering and I feel like she's being punished.
It is like that. It's a slap in the face. Also, I think too, like, even if you are somebody who hasn't experienced disordered eating or specifically the way that she has, you know, her relationship with food, I personally never really attached myself to Jackie. And this season has just like allowed me to just like see another side of her that I really like. And I kind of am like, I don't think you need to be like, you know, being gifted dildos on like a back porch of a summer home and getting in a fight with Teresa to be like earning your spot. I think that like, I don't know. It just like rubs me the wrong way. So I hope that's not the case. With that said, I'm not against bringing in some new blood.
Right. Which we know is happening.
Yes.
So they're testing out new girls right now. You know, the thing with the whole Jackie situation, I'll say, is like, I think if they keep her on as full time, it kind of sets this precedent that like, it's not the Teresa show, but that's unfortunately not the case. Bravo's kind of, you know, being a little silly goose, if you ask me.
I agree. I'm over, I am Teresa. Oh my gosh. She pissed me off so much in the part two reunion because
all the parts
we know Teresa like is the least. Okay. This is my question for you, Sam.
Yeah.
Is Teresa smarter than she seems? When she calls her, when she says it's not a bad thing to be called a beta bitch? No, I'm thinking
baby
Austin.
Bitch.
Baby bitch.
Similar.
But like when she says that, I'm like, do you hear the words coming out of your mouth? And that's what like everyone was saying to her. So you really think that she like genuinely says things and believes them?
I think with Teresa, what happens on the show is separate in her mind than real life.
That's
so I think in her mind, she's like, this is television. I'm making a show. I've been on this show for 15 years, but she doesn't understand that these words really do hurt them in their real life. And a really big thing, like a moment for me during the reunions was when, you know, poor little Joey Gorga, man just can't win. When he was storming off,
he was waddling.
He had to go make himself a cocktail. He was like, I've had it with my fucking sister. And so, you know, it was this little moment and she was like, well, you did this with Kathy and Caroline. And Jacqueline was like, or not Jacqueline, excuse me. Melissa was like, okay, well, I could have said that with you about Kim D and Jan and et cetera, et cetera. And then there was this little moment where Teresa said, that wasn't me. That was the show. And it's like, it was kind of, I know it was kind of jumbled over, like, cause they were all kind of talking at once. Yeah. She did say that. And in my head, that's when it clicked. I was like, oh, she just thinks like that just happened on the show. And that was just for the show. And it's fine. But Melissa's like, no, that really affected me in my life. But from the vibe that I got from Melissa and Joe, and I teaser coming up on the podcast, is that they're done. Like they're done. They've given up. Cause I saw such a change in them at this reunion.
Yes.
Like where they were just like, okay, whatever.
They throw their hands up in the air. I mean, especially Melissa, like,
let him quit. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, she's sitting there on the couch, just like, I'm done with this. Like it's done. It's over. And like, to a certain degree, like I hate to see like families torn apart, but at the same time, like if I were a sister-in-law of Teresa and she treated me the way she treats Melissa, I would have been done with it so much longer ago.
especially now that she has Louis and his sisters and Melissa seeing how they're getting treated. Mm-hmm. And Melissa's like, but I've been in your life for 20 years and I helped take care of your parents. And I did all of this when you were in prison, et cetera.
That did not like, no, when you were away. I love that we just keep saying,
yeah, when you were away.
But like, that's the thing is when she was bringing all of that up, it not one light bulb for Teresa. Like she doesn't see that. Is it, I hate to like completely psychoanalyze Teresa because I do think that like, we're probably giving it way more thought than she's ever done. But like, is it that she genuine, like, she's just so fascinating to me.
I agree.
In the same way, Ramona Singer is fascinating. Cause you're just like, what is happening in the head? Mm-hmm. Is it because Teresa is jealous of Melissa? And if so, what is she jealous about? That she's younger, hotter, like that kind of thing. Is it,
I think it's deeper than that.
Is it like a love that she's never like felt like she's had?
I think it's those things too. Yeah. I think it's all of those things. I think it's Melissa's younger. She came in like, you know, and Teresa knows how well her brother probably treats Melissa.
Yeah.
And was jealous of that. Mm-hmm. Is like, because you have to remember, she was married to Joe Giudice.
Yeah.
He was a monster.
Yeah.
And he called him a caveman, I think.
I think also like her fam, like Teresa and Joe's parents, like
Nono and Nona,
like took to Melissa, like she was another daughter for them. And she treated them as if they were her own parents, as we, you know, have touched on in this most recent reunion. And I don't think Teresa liked that either.
No,
she doesn't want any competition. And that's what we see in any of the seasons that she's been on, mm-hmm. is that if there is an ounce of competition, she'll take them down. But she just sounds like such a fucking idiot. Like listening to her argue with Mark, like it makes me want to blow my brains out. Cause I'm it like, how do you guys Allison. Do this?
It, I mean, they were there for like 16 hours.
Because of her.
Yes. And Jennifer. Jennifer's a talker. Jennifer, they cut a lot out with Jennifer. I bring this up all the time when I talk about Jennifer, is I saw her at BravoCon at the New Jersey panel. And when I tell you, this woman didn't shut the fuck up.
Things that does not surprise me. I talk fast, Andy.
That's why Andy was like, God, like,
also, we don't need to talk about the crooked thing anymore.
No, she's like, shut up. Like everyone's, because she just goes on and on and on. And even questions that aren't directed at her, she answers and goes on these long rants. I remember Steve and I have Faces by Bravo. We're sitting in the audience at BravoCon and everyone around us was like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Like, it's just like not fun at that
point. It's not fun. And then, you know, I mean, you said Teresa's competitive. I mean, even in the moments where they were trying to decide who could beat someone's ass more, Dolores or Teresa, Teresa was like, I could.
Yeah.
I could beat her ass. I don't know why I made her Southern.
I like it. I don't know why I made her Southern. I like thinking of a Southern Teresa. It's like, oh my God, I want to see.
And Melissa was like, that's not something to be proud of. Like, what the fuck?
No, she also just really quickly on Jennifer, when she was doing the like, Staples printouts and she's like, I was attacked, Andy. And she showed the photo of her face. I'm like, everyone's like, from an elective surgery. Like,
yeah, like that's
what you're talking about. It has
no job.
That has nothing to do with Melissa and her caption. She is also exhausting. I'll be honest, like if Jennifer comes back and we just have to sit through like a season of like, our marriage has never been better.
Ugh. I'll fucking lose my mind.
I want to see them come burn down to the
ground.
Want
divorce. I want divorce. I want custody battles. I want
to take in half. Yes.
Speaking of taking half, Lenny Hochstein and Lisa Hochstein, he announced his divorce in the papers.
The papers.
She didn't even know.
No.
Yeah, she didn't know.
Wow.
Monster.
I wonder what the prenup there looks like. That's a lot of money.
Cause they've been married for a long time.
It's a lot of money.
Lisa's going to be cleaning up. I was like, Lisa's going to do Darby style. Like she is.
What's happening with that? Because here's the thing. It's like, we got that little nugget of like this rumor that they're splitting up. And then I saw, was it Monique that just recently, like maybe even this weekend was like, she's, you know, staying strong during this, or somebody said some vague quote about Ashley, but yeah. I'm like, what's the news? what's Michael Darby like? Who?
Michael Darby's not going to go quietly.
Corona is, oh, of course not.
With those Corona lights?
With those Corona lights.
Also, can I just say, I've never, ever ordered a Corona or a Corona light ever. Ever in my life.
No, I mean, I'm not a character in the Fast and Furious franchise. No.
So true. I mean, it's, oh God, those two little people. I find Michael Darby to be hilarious. And I know that that's a hot take.
No, he is funny, but like,
I find him hilarious because I'm like, this is the guy? Like, this is your man. That's what I was like at my cousin's bridal shower over the weekend. I was like, this is your man?
No.
Oh.
You're saying this publicly?
Publicly. She's not going to listen. She's Christian. You should just listen to podcasts. She's also 22. I don't think 22.
22?
Yeah, she's a baby, a child.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I said this a couple weeks ago. I do think Ashley has been playing the long game. And I say that with so much respect. So, you know what? God bless her. I think that like she won. She won.
She got two kids out of it. That's two child support payments and probably spousal support. And the prenup we know is.
I wish they would have gone through with the postnup. I know. Isn't that great that she waited like just until that prenup thing expired?
Also, well filming. Like, what an icon.
She's
a professional.
I also like, she annoys me sometimes and she's messy. And like, do I feel like there's always a kid hanging from her boob? Yeah, I do. Constantly.
That she uses a defense mechanism. My favorite thing that Ashley Darby does is breastfeed a child while causing drama.
Yeah. With that said, a social media star.
Are you kidding? TikTok star.
TikTok star. First of all, she's stunning. Every time I see her on TikTok, I'm just like,
her body?
Oh my God. Every time I see her, I'm like, who's this beautiful person? And I'm like, that's Ashley Darby.
Did you think it was Doja Cat?
No.
She looks just like her.
I saw your tweet about that. And I didn't see it. I'll be honest. I didn't see it.
Ashley was her for Halloween.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's like she's leaning in.
Okay. Well, I mean, by all means, I would too. I dressed up as Alexis from Schitt's Creek for one Halloween and everyone was like, I don't get it.
That feels so right for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. So we lightly touched on prenups and how Teresa's not going to get one. But now Andy is being like the legal counsel for the housewives and Bravo adjacent people because, okay. If you guys saw on Watch What Happens Live like a month or two ago when Teresa was on and Gia was a fucking future lawyer. Idiot, that's what's so scary about this. Mm-hmm. Standing behind that bar and she's like, why would she get a prenup? She loves it. They love each other. It's like, oh girl, do you realize that your mom went to jail because of your father?
No, I don't think they understand that.
They don't because they don't worship put the two together. Him and they love going to like, you know,
the Bahamas,
Jamaica. Yeah. But I, Andy, at this point, at the summer house reunion, what a segue, brought it up again about how Amanda didn't want a prenup and she just looked like such a clown. She literally admits in the last part of the summer house reunion that aired yesterday. I just didn't Google it, obviously.
I know. And Kyle was like, all it took was a little bit of a Google.
And they didn't get one. No. I thought they did.
No.
Oh my God. I mean, she's an idiot.
It concerns me because it's not just a union.
Like, what is Frank doing? Like he should be like on her ass about that. Everyone takes such offense to it. And then when all of those girls raise
Tanya,
No. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of Franks in the Bravo universe and they're all from New Jersey.
They really are. Popular name. Would love, are you a Frank from New Jersey? We'd love to speak with you.
Yeah.
I was like, is no one like looking out for her? Because it's like, it is such an easy thing to look into mm-hmm. and they have a lot of money. And I would assume at some point, Amanda's going to inherit that money. Like I would
Grandpa's
think that they would
trust.
I would think that they would want to protect her from mm-hmm. Kyle getting her money. It's like when all the women raise their hands and I was like, Amanda, you look so, as Rihanna says, you look so dumb right now.
Yeah, she did look really stupid. And the thing is like Kyle wants her to be protected as well. And, but Kyle's also coming in with $4 million in debt,
which is now her debt.
That's now hers. And it's like, I don't think she's fully understanding that. And I truly, this might be the thing, Allison.
What is it?
I think she thinks they're going to last forever.
I will say something. This reunion really made me question that. This reunion made me question
it. The reunion made you question it?
Because when they were like, there was just like, I was like, oh, you guys aren't happy. And I love when Andy was like, I know you're probably presenting a united front. I was like,
I know.
Oh.
I know. Andy doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Doesn't
care. He's earning every fucking dollar because he's, like you said, legal counsel for these women. Shouldn't be.
He's on payroll for he's like
a therapist. Mm-hmm. He's doing it all. And the jealousy in Amanda's eyes when Lindsay said that they're going to get a house together. She was like, what do you mean a house together?
If they get a house before us. And Kyle's like, it's a bad market, I swear.
I've turned a corner on Kyle. I don't know who I am anymore. I find little Kyle Cook to be really funny.
He's hilarious.
He really gets me going. And I find him so funny. And I felt for him sometimes. I was like, oh, this is hard for him. Like, this is really, really hard.
I mean, people drag him, myself included. Yeah. But like Amanda's like friends are constantly like, he's a loser. Why are you marrying him? And it's like, at a certain point, I know you're on a TV show, but like you can't keep saying that.
No. And Kyle said, he goes, you know, we'll Sierra, when it. I watched that, I got a little emotional watching you say that about me. And Sierra was like, I'm just speaking. This is my favorite. She was like, I'm just speaking for me. If what I would do, it's we know that's literally, that was the question.
That was the question.
And it doesn't, it still, he was like, it still stings.
Yeah. Cause it does. That fucking hurts to hear.
What would you do if your friend said that about you and your
boyfriend? The thing. Wait, what did you think when they kept loosely referencing Hannah? It's like,
loosely?
I mean, they just said her name. When I said loosely, they just said her name, but it was like kind of awkward. I felt like Paige was like holding her tongue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, which like mazel to Hannah and Dez who got married this weekend.
Did you see the wedding pictures?
I did. And I thought, this must be the rehearsal dress.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought as well.
It's not, it wasn't good.
There was a lot of takes on the wedding that I saw around on the internet this weekend. It looked like they got this reception looked like it took place at 3 p.m. Every light was on.
Friday wedding?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Every light was on.
There was
vertical blinds that appeared. It was just like, it was so strange. And like when she threw the bouquet, there was no music playing. It was like, I don't understand. About
the bouquet toss when her and Paige like conspired ahead of time so Paige could catch it. And you know that Craig Conover was three sheets to the wind over at the bar and it was like, fuck, and sprinted out of there, called an Uber.
You don't think he wants to get married?
Oh, do I think Craig Conover wants to get married to Paige? No. No. You think so?
Yeah. I think he's more about it than she's about it.
Well, he's lying to himself.
He said that he would propose to her this year.
I think he's just saying that shit, though. Like, I don't think he means that.
I think he'll end up back with Naomi, and I don't want that for her.
The Southern Charm reunion.
I know.
Or the summer
trailer.
Southern Charm trailer. Oh my God, guys. Wait, Sam, what was your like hottest take from it before we finish up with Summer House?
From Summer House, my hottest take?
No.
From Southern Charm.
Yeah, Southern Charm.
Sorry, there's lots of like.
I know. It's a lot. And Craig's all in all of them. Yep. He's in all of them.
Lucky us. You know, he's not in. He wasn't at Amanda's wedding.
What?
Nothing. I tried to do a little, but it didn't work.
You guys should check out thedip.com.
Yeah. I've been podcasting for more on that. For hours today.
No, I picked it up, but I don't know for the listeners, if you are like into Summer House and Southern Charm rumors and I would just say go to thedip.com, use promo code SPRING. You get 95% off your first year subscription. It's insane. And you will find an article written by our very own Samantha Bush. And it's crazy. And it's one of those things that, like, I have a wedding this weekend and I know everyone there is a Bravo, like a Bravo holic, dare I say. And I am like, I cannot wait to talk to them about this because, and I've been holding it in, like, yeah. I was like gonna DM them about it. I was gonna, cause it's like, I don't know them. It's like my boyfriend's friends. And so I was like,
but that's a great in.
Oh, you know what the Super Bowl, you know what the Super Bowl party, Sam, you guys, this is, I'm going to embarrass Sam for a second.
I love it.
At the Super Bowl party, this is the first time I met this group, this particular group of friends. I name dropped that I know and work with Sam, and they, I earned so much street cred because they are obsessed with her. Obviously, who's not obsessed with Bravo Historian? And I was like, oh, I have her phone number.
Oh my God. That, I love that. I love that so much. But my hottest take from the Southern Charm trailer.
Yeah.
My hottest take.
I mean, you love a hot take.
I love a hot take. I got a couple.
Go.
One of them, I think we got nothing.
You know, I'll be honest. I watched it and I go, I felt nothing.
But then I'm like, sometimes the trailers are really good and we get nothing that season. Sometimes the trailers are bad and we get everything.
So a lot of people said that about the Ultimate Girls Trip season 2 trailer. We were like, this seems like a whole lot of nothing.
But I think we're getting everything.
Mm-hmm. So let's hope that's let's hope that's the case. I mean,
I'm also fully ready for Caleb Ravenel to be a full-time cast member and drag Catherine through the streets.
Oh my God.
I can't wait. That girl needs to be, she needs to be humbled. She is out of her fucking mind. Oh
my God. Yes.
He was like, you have problems with every single one of your friends. Like, it's clearly you. So I'm enjoying that. I never
understand when people don't get that. Like, when you're somebody who you're like, I don't know if I should say this, but I have a friend who has had falling outs with almost every single best friend she's ever had. And I'm just like, at what point in your life do you look in the mirror and say, it's me and not them? But it's like those types of people, the Catherines of the world, never will do that because, mm-hmm. and it's like Teresa too. I mean, truly, they will never see themselves as the ones to blame and they will always put blame on other people. And like, I can't even argue with that at a certain point because you're like, oh, you're just like living in your own world.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend like that. And I was like one of her last like best friends standing. Cause I was like, I see her in a different, like I would always make excuses for her and her personality. And eventually I was like, you're horrible. Like, yes. I'm not doing this with you anymore. And they always have like one like best friend at a time. Like
because that's crazy. All they can do. That's all mm-hmm. they can do.
And they burn that bridge.
What do you think about Naomi's return?
I'm ready for it. I was a big Naomi stan and I'm ready for her to be dancing all over the town. I'm ready for her to be sucking and fucking. Sorry.
Sucking and fucking.
Just kind of came out.
That's the sucking and fucking
Whitney,
episode.
Allegedly.
Okay. So you know what's so crazy is like the return of Naomi is like really what they're pushing this is
a star
return. But like when she was on, and I don't mean to like sell her short, but like she wasn't like the star.
No, she wasn't.
So I just love that like in her time away and with her shitty boyfriend that she came, like she is now coming back as like, it's like Bethany coming back in whatever season that was.
Season seven,
the bee is back, the first mm-hmm. episode. And it's like, well, but she wasn't really ever the bee, but like, I love that we're kind of misremembering it for the sake of drama.
That, and what I really see, okay, this might be a hot take too. I'm not interested in the Paige Naomi dynamic because I know that they are a fine, like they have both said, like, oh yeah, like I really like her. Oh, I really like her. Like, there's nothing salacious going on there.
There were love triangle rumors.
There were, yes.
I think you wrote about them.
I know there were rumors, but it's like,
but we think it was just like, I think like some of these rumors sometimes are like, we got to drum up some excitement, you know, hype. And like, look, do I wish there was a love triangle between Naomi, Craig and Paige for a full season? Of course. And I think they know that. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, let's post a pic of, wait, I'm so sorry. I feel like this is such an ADD episode, but like, speaking of people who shouldn't be hanging out together, Craig and Madison.
I know.
Did you guys see this? Was it a TikTok or an Instagram? It was a TikTok.
Of them making love in the club.
To making love in the club. That little dumb dance you do with a friend or a partner. And you do like a little patty cakes, handshake. And a little hip. You got a little like Parent Trap handshake vibe going on.
Yeah.
And it's them together. And I mean, hell has burned over, has frozen over.
Mm-hmm. When I first saw it, she had tagged me in it on Instagram.
God, Sam, the material you're giving me for tagged my wedding on it. Saturday.
Tagged me in it. At first glance, I thought, oh, that's her fiance. Cause it was like floppy right. hair, like, mm-hmm. you know.
And well, and also it's like the last person you would expect it to be is Craig.
Is Craig.
I think I would expect fucking Austin first.
Craig.
Yeah.
God, they would break the internet if it was Austin and I would be telling her to run. But then so I don't know if you guys saw, but on Instagram, Madison also posted her house that her and her fiance
just bought.
Someone sent me the Zillow listing. $1.5 billion.
What does he do?
I don't know, but God bless her. She is someone where I'm like,
guess what? Everyone needs a haircut.
Everyone. And she's a star.
Yeah.
So I was like, good for you.
And a hustler. Like,
single mom.
Hustling.
Hustler. She always said that too. She was like, I'm a hustler. I want to make money. I want to be I want to build an empire.
She Capricorn?
Look it up.
Madison.
You think she's a Capricorn? She's got to be. I mean,
everything you just said is so Capricorn.
Yeah.
Zodiac. Oh,
for the listeners,
she's a Libra. Sam, guess when her birthday is?
October 3rd.
6th. Not far off from you.
She's a Libra?
She's a Libra.
She's got to have like triple. She's got to have Capricorn in there.
There's she definitely Capricorn.
That's not Libra vibes. Libras aren't. I mean, Kim Kardashian is a Libra Scorpio cusp. I throw her in just with Scorpio. I got to be honest, because Libras don't strike me as like moguls. Mogul minded.
Yeah.
Capricorns, you and our beloved Kaya are caps.
Yeah. But here's the thing. And we've talked about this on this podcast. So I'll drag Kaya. Like, she's a December Capricorn and I'm a January Capricorn. Okay. And there is a difference. There is a difference, especially because it's a different year. You know, like if you're a December Capricorn and then you're talking to a January Capricorn, like those people in December, like they're kind of like floating over. Like, I feel like
you guys have the same language.
We do. And like
when you guys talk about things, I'm like,
and whoa. Sometimes in like our group text with Sam, I can tell is like, okay, shut the fuck up. You guys are being two caps right now in that like we side together on certain things.
On certain thing, everything. Everything. I get bullied.
No, just like light
roasted, bullied, attacked,
dragged.
They're like, this is what they say all the time. We'll be having a conversation. All of three of us, chit-chatting girlies. And they do this thing where, and I don't even think you guys realize you do it, but it's so funny to me, is you and Kaya will be like, you'll be like, yeah, I agree with you, Kaya. And then like, whatever happens, more conversation. And then all of a sudden Kaya will be like, Allison, I agree with you.
Oh,
and I'm
my
just
God.
Sitting there and I'm literally the New York Tiffany Pollard meme of her just being like, like she's alone. Like,
okay.
Anybody want to agree?
It's only because like this,
you guys speak the same language.
The group text that we also have, it is moving a mile a minute. You guys cannot keep up. So sometimes you just have to like, instead of a reply text, you just got to throw out like a, Like I'm my favorite thing is like, sometimes I'll come back to that group text. I'll have 90 messages mm-hmm. and I've missed 7 stories. And what I do is just go through and like reply. As we've just learned, they're called tap back emojis.
You love a tap back.
And I'll just like thumbs up things that are like completely irrelevant now.
Yeah. And I'm, but you know, what's nice. Up. It's nice that you are still engaged in the conversation.
But I will be more cautious of that. And that's good to know. And it is funny sometimes. Sometimes too, because Sam does love a hot date. And I don't think there's like, well, I'm not going to finish that sentence because I've gone on record saying that not everything needs to be a hot take. I was going to say, I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. I think about
take.
That quote at once a day. I literally, before I type anything, I'm like, could this be? You
well,
know?
I asked for your hot takes on Southern Charm, so I'm not against all hot
yeah,
takes.
Yeah, you did.
Not all hot takes.
Yeah.
But I do think sometimes too, and this is probably not that exciting for people who aren't in the group text, but yeah. like, you know, you have something to aspire to be a part of now mm-hmm. is, Sam will be like, I'll be like, I don't really like blue. And Kaya's like, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of blue. And Sam's like, blue is the ugliest fucking color ever. And then I'll be like, well, I guess liking blue is subjective. And I'll start backpedaling.
I know. And I'm like, I'm like, okay.
And then Kay is like, yeah, I mean, I'll wear blue sometimes. And then Sam has already just died on the hill that blue is the ugliest.
Blue is the ugliest fucking color. Yeah. I come in hot.
That's the thing though, Sam. Like you commit.
I have an opinion. It's love or hate. Yes or no, up or down.
There's but like people respect people that do that because like wishy-washiness, like
I
don't have time for that.
I'm not a wishy-washy, as my mom calls them, hand wringers.
Oh,
he goes, I don't like a hand wringer.
What's that mean?
Someone that's always like,
oh, that.
I know you guys, this isn't a visual.
It's like,
episode,
like
but it's someone that's always evil. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's like, make a decision.
Mm.
Make a fucking decision.
Yeah. At a certain point, you really just have to like,
that's why men that can't make decisions, they make me sick.
Oh my God. I think like the number one thing people need to cut out of relationships is like this. Oh, like if you want to, like only if you want to. And like when guys say that, I'm like,
oh, it sends me to a different planet.
I'm a feminist, but like, I'm going to need you to be a man and make a decision.
I hate it. And that is one of the reasons I hate Bumble, because it sets the precedent. That's
a great point.
Doing it all, because the people that I've dated that I've met on Bumble, it's that. That's all I get. The
wow.
If you want to, well, where did you want to go today? I don't fucking know. I think all day, every day. I want someone to just take the reins.
I have never thought about that.
Drives you nuts.
I met my boyfriend on Bumble, and
now
I'm
you
like,
were a Hinge girl.
No, I never once went on one Hinge date.
Wow.
And now, but I do wonder if it's like, I am a pretty like big personality. And so like the first message thing doesn't scare me,
right.
But I have to wonder now, like the first dates that I went on, like, was I attracting the wrong guy?
Well, because, clearly not, because you found yourself a king.
Oh, I mean, that's
guys, her face just lit up. Meanwhile, I just got called a whore last week. So I'm thriving. I am going to a wedding. I am in a wedding this weekend. Not the same wedding that Allison is attending. Also, that would be so funny.
That would be so fun.
That would be hilarious.
Sam said that. She's like, what if we found out once we got there? It was at this, we were talking about
like,
what if
I was like, Allison's in Michigan? Like, that's really weird. Yeah. And then like, I'm like walking down the aisle and I'm like, hey girl.
Hey.
But there's,
is that Bravo Historian?
The bride's soon to be husband's brother. Hmm. They're trying to set that up.
Okay. But does that add pressure?
No, because we've texted, like he got my phone number from her and he, you know, he did.
Are you guys
ask
walking
me
down the aisle together?
I don't think so.
He asked you out?
Yeah. Yeah. He was like,
have you met him before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've met and I thought he hated me because like, he wouldn't really talk to me. Like
he was
more shy.
That's a great
and so I told meeting. Jamie, I was like, Danny was looking good at your bridal shower. And she was like, oh my God, I know. And then she gave him my phone number and I was like, I'm going to fucking kill her. And then yesterday I went over to her house for a doggy play date and we're hanging out. And all of a sudden she's like, oh my God, how crazy. Danny is here.
Danny,
oh my God. How crazy. And I was like, I literally looked at her. I was like, you get that look off your face right now. I was like, no. But we were just hanging out, just chilling.
Well, and you're going to chill. I bet you guys are going to walk down the aisle. And if not this weekend, in a couple of years.
You know what his bubby did say after she first met me? She said to Jamie and her fiance that we got to figure out a way to get her in the family.
What a compliment.
And then they all looked at Danny like,
is Dan?
So no pressure.
Oh my God. This is so exciting.
I would convert.
Hell yeah. For Bubby is like she's your number one cheerleader right now.
I would do anything for that woman. Lay my life down.
Okay. Wait. So let's see. What final thoughts do we have? Moose, I'm so sorry, you guys. I didn't realize I was going to say that out loud, but my dog is having some butt issues.
Oh,
he got groomed last week. He's a naked boy and he just hasn't stopped itching his butt. So,
oh, does he drag it along the floor?
So he did it once and then it got a little, I don't want to be graphic, but a little irritated because he did it on the sidewalk, which is like, that's like,
you really needed a scratch. That's
like scraping your knee, but it's your butt. And he doesn't have any fur there anymore. Imagine
doing that.
So I had to like start applying an ointment. It's been dark. Also, you guys, I love my dog so much. Mm-hmm. Like the life he gives me, you know this. You feel the same way about Ruby. I just took him to the vet last week. And so he got a haircut on Thursday, which cost $130.
Oh, I knew that. That's where this was coming.
And then the vet bill was $550.
Shut the fuck up, Allison.
$550. And I was like, should I take him in for this butt stuff? And then I looked at him, I go, I'm so sorry. Like,
we're gonna figure it out.
You're gonna figure this out. You're gonna figure it out. I will put a diaper on you, like they put on like Marcel and, you know, Friends, before I put you at the vet.
$150.
To be fair, he had to get all of his shots because he had
still to, like, that seems insane.
It was just one of those moments where like I checked out and I went into like a full comatose shot like state. We walked out of the vet and I looked at him and I was like, you're a very expensive roommate. And I like just stared like silently for like the whole walk home because I couldn't believe it.
That's horrible. And they rob you blind because I took Ruby to the vet. She had a UTI, like mother, like daughter. I talked about my bladder on this podcast once before. I don't know why I'm bringing it up again. That they were like, you know, I think we should run this test. And I think we should. And you can't say no, because then you're like a bad parent. Mom. And yes. They're like, but I'm like, I don't think I need all that. I know what's wrong.
Yeah.
She but needs I was cranberry like, juice. She just needs to drink some more fucking water. So do you know what I do? I drag her to the bowl.
Wait, okay. But we've talked about this before too, because sometimes, and dog parents, I hope you understand what I'm about to say.
They will.
Water is a privilege.
100%.
Because especially, and I say this as someone who has just been in the first year of puppyhood. My dog will always be hydrated. And we'll always have some reserve of water accessible to him. But I should have bought stock in Viva paper towels, because the amount of money that has gone to the paper towel industry in the last year of my life with this dog is disgusting.
No, Allison, I started getting it on subscription.
On Amazon. That's on so Amazon. Smart.
Because
subscribe and save.
It's, and I think it's, for people that have puppies and that are in apartments, it's really fucking hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, right, water is a privilege.
You can't just open your door and let your dog run wild.
No.
And I am watching my parents' dog in June with my dog as well. And I want nothing more than to have them just come to my place, because then we can just like, I can do my normal routine. Mm-hmm. But knowing that I will have to be responsible for two dogs, taking them outside to go wee wee is like, sounds like hell.
Hell.
I can't do that. So I'm going to have to go stay at my parents' house for 3 days by myself.
Yeah. That happened to me when, you know, back in the winter, you know, I had to take Ruby over to my mom's and I was like, wow, I suddenly understand why rescues are like, do you have a yard? I was like, probably should.
I know. I mean, look.
And she gets exercise. Let's be clear. I take her to the park every single day. I take her out on walks. I do
go to the park and you meet people at the park.
PETA, don't drag me.
Oh, no.
I take good care of my dog.
We always give our dogs water.
Always. But sometimes, you know, when she was like a puppy, like little, I was like, I have a meeting coming up. She cannot have water yet because this fucking bitch would take one sip of water and be like, I'm going to pee. I'm
going to
pee on the floor.
Everywhere.
And it's like a river. And I would much rather her. I would rather her poop than pee.
Sam and I said this yesterday in a team meeting, got silence in return.
Yeah, complete silence.
It was kind of weird. Yeah, it is. I almost said, unfortunately,
we didn't know our audience.
We work with cat people and like,
and I have a cat, but I'm both.
Yeah. But you're also like, not like, that's not like your identity.
No,
say that's not our coworkers' identities either, but like they just,
but you guys get it.
They didn't respect what we were about to say, which was that we would rather our dogs poop than pee in the house. And sometimes Moose will be drinking water and he'll be going for like 15, 20 seconds. And he, because he's a Wheaton Terrier, loves to just dunk his face in because he has a little beard. And I just look at him and I'm like, Moose, do you need that water? And he'll make the decision himself. And sometimes he pulls back and is like, no, I didn't. I was just doing this because it's 10:30 PM. You just took me out and I want you to sleep with one eye open.
That's so cruel to do it at 10:30.
I know.
Girl, her bowl is bone dry at 10:30. I don't even
allow it. Okay.
I don't even allow it.
Guys, hopefully you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess you can listen to Sam on Hot Off the Mess twice a week, and Tuesdays and Thursdays. And she has some, and so there's a new episode that's out today and you have a guest on this episode.
Yes.
And you guys can check in on, I didn't know if you were going to say something there,
sorry.
But by all means, I'll take it. I'll take this.
Take it and run with it.
So you guys can check in on Sam multiple times a week. You can also find her on Instagram at Bravo Historian, but also you can find her on The Dip. Like I said earlier in the episode, use the promo code SPRING, SPRING. And you get 95% off, which brings your first year subscription to $3. I can't leave the house without spending $17, even if I don't have my wallet.
Somehow Apple Pay.
You're it's like, Apple Pay.
Just, you know what's the worst? When you wake up in the morning, you check your bank statement and you're like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, Apple took money in the middle of the night for a subscription that I forgot about for an app I've never used.
Mm-hmm. That happened to me this morning. I actually am doing a no spend second half of May. I don't know what that looks like yet.
When is that
today?
Oh, okay.
So, yesterday, technically the 16th through the 31st, I'm going to try to just not spend money. Here's the thing. I have been buying so many clothes lately, to the point where like my doormat, like the team at the package delivery room in my building are like, you have more packages, Allison, like it's getting excessive. Mm-hmm. So I am like, I need to cool it. So if I cannot spend money for 14 days, I think I'll really like, it'll be a good reset. Some of the best week of my life was that one week that I was scouring. I was searching for food, some crumbs, because my wallet had been stolen in New Orleans.
Oh.
And I didn't have any money other than the $42 my mom gave me from the airport. And so I was buying stuff with cash and I had to make that $42. I felt like Rachel Ray,
$40
a day, but it was $40 a week. Yes, I was making it stretch.
I can make cash last forever.
Me too. And then when I find that I forget that I have it in my wallet and I find it, I feel like a rich bitch.
Oh, rich bitch. And I'm like, I can make cash last weeks. $20. Are you kidding?
Oh, I am.
But $20 on a card?
On a card? That's not real money.
That's not money.
Not real money. Okay, you guys. I will be back next week with a whole new episode. And until then, again, check out Sam all over the internet and check out thedip.com. And I hope everyone has a fantastic week. And sorry about talking about my dog's butt. And cheers.
Love it. Cheers. Bye.